Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Will Z. Will, what's happening, buddy?
Not too much. How about you?
Man, good, man. It's really so fun after games like that last night. Obviously, yeah. We bask in this euphoria after Kings victories, that are really, really exciting. But just from a sports fan perspective, to be able to sit down with the people who are kind enough to listen to this show every day or listen to this show once in a while and just talk about something we were all watching is so much fun.
It's been such a fun playoffs in that regard, too. Like, the whole playoffs have... This is the most fun I've had watching the playoffs in years, I think. And it just keeps delivering game after game. And it's awesome. Like, just especially with the discourse coming into this series, with the markets and everything, like, to have game one be that, like, come on, what else can we ask for?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Markets and ratings. And then, of course, the local conversation involving Tyrese Halliburton and the trade and, you know, Kenny getting frustrated yesterday when the inevitable Tyrese Halliburton video package is airing, and there he is being drafted in Sacramento, and the shot of the Tower Bridge, and some of the different things he did as a Sacramento King, and then you flash to Adrian Wojnarowski talking about the league's reaction to the Kings trading Tyrese Halliburton, you know, a couple of years ago. Thankfully, the volume was down and we didn't have to relive that particular moment. But yeah, it's been a unique discourse around the league. And I think for Sacramento, it's been an even more unique discourse because of the involvement of Tyrese Halliburton in this series.
Yeah. And I can't get over. I look terrible in this lighting.
Oh, you're fine, man. No,
you're thinking about it.
Oh, you're fine. You're good. I understand that, though, because every once in a while I feel like these lights move. And I also learned that the color of what I'm wearing changes the impact of the light. And so, yeah, I have obsessed over that before, too. But I assure you, you are just fine. Will, you have spent a lot of time in recent weeks trying to figure out how to make the Sacramento Kings a team that can be playing later into the season than they have been recently. You've been coming up with different trade proposals. Some of them have been stolen and passed off as their own. Shout out to our guy, TC. But you're working pretty hard on this. There's a couple I want to talk about. Namely, you wrote one about Bradley Beal. I bring that up because we were just talking about Brad a few minutes ago. Earlier today, we were talking about the Phoenix Suns and kind of what the Western Conference looks like. And what's this trade proposal look like for Bradley Beal, and why would you think it works for Sacramento?
All right. So in this scenario, like, there's no specifics because the first domino, I think, that would have to fall in this situation is the Kevin Durant trade. What I'm looking at is more, can the Kings snag Beal with some of those assets that the Suns get back for Durant? Because right now, like, the Suns have nothing. Like, you take on Beal to, yes, get a talented scorer and player, But that's not why you're trading for him. You're trading for him to collect assets. A lot of what we saw the Thunder do for years and years, take on a bad contract and get something else with it. All the Suns picks are like the least favorable of like three or four teams. Like, that's not what you want. So I don't have specifics, but money-wise, either LaVine or Sabonis straight up works. Kings are taking back a little bit more money. You're giving up a talented player, hence why you get more compensation asset-wise. But what really stood out to me, I think, looking at it big picture, is Beal is making 53.7 next year and $57 million the year after that. Mm-hmm. So when you look at him and LaVine, if hypothetically you trade Sabonis for Beal and picks and young player, whatever, but you're having Beal and LaVine come off the books at the same time. So looking at their two contracts combined, that opens up $106 million for the Kings in the 2027 offseason. It's 2 years away, so it's a pain to get there and probably wouldn't be the most fun basketball, but it's one of the quickest ways, I think, for the Kings to do a full reset and still maintain some sort of competitiveness while doing so. But in 2 years, you could completely reshape the roster however you want. You could go in and grab another big contract from a trade. You can sign a free agent. Obviously, we know money's hard to come by in the NBA right now. So to have $100 million plus in free agency would be something that not a lot of teams can do right now. So it's an idea. It's not my preferred choice, but I do think Beal is still a better basketball player than a lot of people give him credit for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that you are a genius, and simultaneously, this is your worst idea ever.
That's how I feel too. I'm good with that.
I respect that because a lot of fans love to talk about like cap space and different things you could do with that. Like, I would ask anyone honestly, what will the Sacramento Kings do with cap space? What would the Sacramento Kings do with $100 million of cap space? What would the Sacramento Kings do with $60 million of cap space? And your hope is, because the idea of, oh, we're going to go sign a big fish, great, literally never happened. So let's try a different technique. You could make a second trade and absorb someone's contract in that regard, which you're... That's a lot of dominoes you need to fall in your direction. And Bradley Beal, you could acquire with almost all certainty that Bradley Beal is going to play for you moving forward, because that's a deal, that's a trade that you're not going to be able to execute anywhere. You're not going to be able to trade him, at least without his consent, moving forward. It's literally the dilemma the Phoenix Suns are facing right now, is they're, you know, telling anyone who will listen, we do not want Bradley Beal back. In Phoenix. They're trying to get in to this coming draft with deals involving Kevin Durant. So I don't know what Bradley Beal's offseason looked like. I don't think it involves Sacramento, but the thing that you just said that I 100% believe is that Bradley Beal is a lot better than people give him credit for anymore. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I don't know who Bradley Beal is as a player anymore, because he's been stuck in Phoenix the last couple of years, and he's not the guy that I watched with the Wizards many years ago.
Yeah. And like, you look at his splits. So everyone who, I'd love like shooting area field goal splits, and they're great for him last season. 73.7% in the restricted area, 54.3% in the floater area, 42.1% from the mid range. And I think like 38%, something like that, from three. Like, he's a pure three level scorer. But like you said, I don't know what that looks like. Mm-hmm. Him and Booker and Durant, I don't think it worked. I don't think he works as a third option. I think him with LaVine would be intriguing in terms of scoring. I think that you possibly could be semi-competitive with the two of them and then just surround them with defenders. You have to go all in on defenders and just say, we're going to live and die by LaVine and Beal. Like, it's all hypothetical. Like you said, the no trade clause. Like, Yeah, Beal said that he might be interested in Sacramento before, but why would he want to come to Sacramento in the situation that they're in currently, compared to last season when they were still kind of on the come up?
Well, if you told him he could play, maybe there's a little less infighting here. Maybe that would be better. Of course, I don't know that there's less infighting here in Sacramento than there is in Phoenix, though I do think maybe last year there wasn't. This year, I think Scott Perry and Doug Christie are going to have a lot of that under control. Okay, let's go from what I thought was a bad idea with Bradley Beal to one that I think is actually a little more intriguing. Actually, it's a lot more intriguing, and that's Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, it feels like the Heat makes so much sense for DeRozan, not only in his fit on Miami, but also the Heat have so many good options that they could send back. Wiggins, like, he's still just doing his thing a little quietly. I kept, every time I would watch Miami down the stretch of the season, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot they have Andrew Wiggins. So I don't know how long term he is with them. He's also on an expiring deal, I believe. And like, it's a super low stakes if you want to stay competitive, which I think the Kings do. He would be, him and Keegan would be the best forward duo. I think they're better than Barnes and Keegan, the 2 years that they were together. So you'd finally have two true switchable forwards. And like TC said, that could guard up or down.
Great call by TC there.
It's exactly what I had in the article. I listened back to it. It's like, oh yeah, I had that. And it's like, it was great. But like, you get a full, you get the size, the athleticism, everything that you've been lacking just by that little switch of DeRozan to Wiggins. And I think he's a lesser usage player at this point of his career. I think he's learned how to kind of be in that role player role, that would fit better in the Kings roster than DeRozan did last year.
Yeah, I think there's no question it's a better fit. One thing that I liked, particularly like about this trade proposal, is it already involves someone who everyone just assumes is going to be traded anyways.
Yeah.
And DeMar DeRozan. Mm-hmm. Like, no one believes DeMar DeRozan is going to be back here. For some reason, I haven't quite gotten it. I understand why everybody feels that way, and I am of the belief that, yeah, it's probably going to happen. I just don't think I'm as sold as everybody else. Like, I'm very curious how Scott Perry feels about DeMar DeRozan. Mm-hmm. I'm very curious how Doug Christie feels about DeMar DeRozan, because we look at last year. We look at DeMar in the scope of last year's team going, oh, it didn't work. It clearly didn't work. It clearly didn't work. Okay. Well, nobody wants that same exact team back, right? So if Scott Perry's able to make other tweaks that Doug is all in on, maybe that version of the roster fits a little bit better with DeMar DeRozan. But of course, the other part of that, Will, is DeMar's contract and probably his reputation around the league makes him a guy a lot of teams would love to have. The fact that he walked in here 16 years into his career and just continued to score 20-something points per game like it was no big deal. Yep. Yeah, like, he even averaged career numbers in a variety of different categories. He didn't blow those career numbers out of the water, but it just shows you how steady.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He continues to be. We know teams like the Clippers, teams like the Lakers. There's probably a lot of teams out there that would love to talk to Sacramento about. I think he's a great fit in Houston, a guy who can go get them a bucket when they desperately need one, a team that gone stale for 4 or 5 minutes at a time, for 10 or 11 possessions at a time. Get a guy who can go get you a basket. I think he'd be a great fit there too.
Yeah, and the reason I think that the Kings have to move him is, like, Doug wants to be a three-point shooting team. Like he said it so many times at the end of last season. And you just, there's mathematically no possible way to do that with DeRozan.
Yeah.
Like he took more, I think. He did his best to take more threes. But I don't think it's a coincidence that his teams have led the league in mid-range field goals. And like, if you want to lean into Doug Christie as a coach, you have to surround him with players that fit his style and scheme. And just all signs point to DeRozan not fully meshing with that potential system that they're going to employ.
I like DeMar, man. I'm a DeMar DeRozan fan. I'll be a fan of DeMar DeRozan.
It's gonna look, what do you think, like, in a few years looking back, because like 1 year in NBA time is a pretty small amount of time, and having DeRozan just a quick stop in Sacramento, I'm curious to see how that kind of story and history ages as we get further away from it, if he is traded this offseason especially.
Yeah, it probably depends on what happens next. Like, for example, if he goes somewhere and plays another 3 years there and finishes his career there, that Sacramento's probably just kind of glossed over in the story. It's if that. If he goes one place, if he goes one more place and just plays one more year and then decides he's done, I don't know that Sacramento or whatever this next place are even mentioned in the DeMar DeRozan story. They're both just kind of like, footnotes after he left Chicago. He played really well his entire career. Hall of Fame, probably not a lot of images from his time in either city. Though he did have some pretty solid moments with Sacramento, including that, is it Dallas? That game winner versus Dallas? Like, he had some moments that I think are pretty memorable. I just don't know that they'll get run in this Hall of Fame video.
Yeah, which is fair.
It's like, I don't know that Vince Carter got shown as a king when he, you know what I mean? Like, it's
right.
It's kind of the same thing. I wish I wasn't. I wish it was, I wish the circumstances were different. But you have proposed a number of different trades over the course of the last few weeks over there with your work at SI. What's your favorite?
Oh, man.
I know it's not the Bradley Beal one. Thank God.
It's not. That's honestly my least favorite. Like, I don't know. I just put, like, just now finished publishing another one, too. That one, Jesse, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on.
Oh, boy.
I was actually wondering, Will.
Yeah?
Hey, wait. Does this involve the Celtics?
It does.
Oh, okay. No, I was thinking of something else.
Oh.
Will was on the Domas for Cat trend at one point, but I think he's jumped off.
Wait, is that true?
I was throwing that around the other day, and Will hated it, and then I think he liked it, and then he went back to hating it, I think.
I talked myself into it a little, but I'm still on the fence. Like, I don't know. I'd entertain the idea, but if I'm ranking them too, it's probably in my lower tier, the Sabonis for Cat idea.
So you're making a face where you're thinking about it.
A little bit.
Yeah, you see? Right? See?
At the end of the day, he's so talented.
A little bit, yeah. And we talked about it. We're like, hey, this could actually help the Knicks as well.
Mm-hmm. I think.
I hate you for doing this on a Friday. I hate you, like, because now I'm going to be thinking about this.
Content.
I'm really. No, I don't need content on a Saturday. I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning thinking about, you know, Carl Anthony Towns, it wouldn't be that bad. And then Sunday, I'm going to wake up sweating. Jesse, this is a stupid idea. I'm going to blow the text line up.
Just wait till you're all bought in.
So you're still all in.
all in on
Cat.
I wouldn't hate him on the Sacramento Kings.
And you are on the fence.
I'm on the fence. Okay. I'd be okay with it just because he's super talented. I think him and LaVine are easier to build a team around than LaVine and Sabonis because you have two scorers compared to, I think, Sabonis more of a facilitated ancillary scorer. But like, you got offense with the two of them in different ways than with Sabonis and LaVine. But again, defensive limitations, it's a lateral move defensively. You're probably losing a little in terms of facilitation. Depends on the point guards. You're losing money because I think Cat's around 56 compared to Sabonis around 43, give or take a few. So you're losing flexibility to bring in other key roles that the Kings need. So it's on the fence, but I'd explore it. It wouldn't excite me as many as other deals.
Which one did you have for Jesse?
I am intrigued about a DeMar DeRozan to the Celtics for Kristaps Porzingis and the 28th pick in this year's draft. What do you think, Jesse? Porzingis
is gone. Is Porzingis?
Bro, yeah, it's not even Porzingis. I'm worried about the 28th pick.
Porzingis is the DeMar DeRozan of the Boston Celtics,
pretty
right?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. I like Drew a little bit more. I don't hate it actually. I mean, what's the 28th pick gonna do in Boston? I would do that deal.
Yeah,
you save money that way. So DeMar's done after that year.
My thought process on it is, like, it would allow you again to be in the mix for, I think, a playoff spot this year. I don't know what's going on with Porzingis and his health. And
well, Soren asked a very fair question. Is Porzingis alive?
Look, right? He may or may not have the plague, but we don't know. So
My only hang up
with that deal is I wonder how much DeMar fits the Celtics threes only offense. It's not threes only, of course, but
well, kind of.
I wonder if he could fit in.
Yeah.
Right.
But or like maybe on paper, I like
I don't know. Maybe don't take 60 threes a game and allow DeMar to get you 20 from the mid range.
It would diversify their offense, which I think they may need. But I don't know if they want to move away from what they have going. Like, it works. It got them a championship, but it didn't work this year. Obviously, injuries and everything. But it would, I think, allow them to bring in another scorer with Tatum gone. The money-wise, it just makes sense. Like, you don't want a super expensive replacement for Tatum. It seems like he makes a lot of sense there, just like with Miami. As an idea and a concept, but fit and play style, I don't know. That's for the Celtics to decide.
All right, Will. Great stuff as always, man. We're going to keep monitoring what you're doing over at SI. And if we miss anything, we know TC will call and recite it to us as an idea he came up
Can
with.
Can I say real quick what my favorite one was?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's DeRozan to the Heat for Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Terry Rozier.
Okay.
Because you get young wing in Jaquez and a point guard that you can start or bring off the bench in Rozier, and the contracts, the way they line up, I think Rozier is a free agent, so you can either flip him in the season if you want or have the expiring. But it's a move that brings in multiple positions of need. You send out DeRozan and you still have flexibility with Monk, Carter, others that you can do follow-up moves with. So I think that's my favorite one that I've looked at so far.
I remember reading that one. I like that one, too. I'm curious what Miami's approach is this offseason. Mm-hmm. Like, there's, you know, Kevin Durant is out there. Giannis Antetokounmpo is allegedly out there. And allegedly Giannis likes something about, you know, the Heat, though it doesn't really fit with some of the other stuff that was written. Exactly where they're trying to go will certainly... There's also rumors about Pat Riley, so...
Right.
Where they go, that'll be a fascinating watch. We know that they were interested in DeMar a year ago, just as the Clippers were. So DeMar's going to have his suitors. One of these trades might actually hit. But, yeah, DeMar's going to have his suitors out there in the league. Great stuff, Will. We appreciate you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Eamon. Same to you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.